Ecuador's revolt leaves a lot of unanswered questions. Pakistan teeters on the brink of another crisis, and there's new leadership at the helm of Russian ministries. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ecuador's calm shattered Thursday with a revolt. The country remains under a state of exception, which is expected to be lifted tonight or tomorrow. Graham Ballmer is the executive director of the Latin America arm of HCJB Global, based in Quito. Ballmer says the problem started when
a new law was passed by the National Assembly, and it was interpreted by some members of the police force to restrict their benefits and pay. And so a group of police officers began a protest, and as a result of that, things compounded.
Their team will continue to share the hope of Christ through its radio and medical outreach.
Pray that calm and peace will reign, because it's impossible for anyone to do ministry, and it's just plain unhealthy and unsafe if there's chaos in the streets. We need to pray for the president, Rafael Correa, that God would give him wisdom, and simply that security would permeate all that we do down here. We need to get back to a sense of normalcy.
Meanwhile, in Pakistan,
this is the largest disaster in recent memory. Larger than a tsunami, larger than a Haiti earthquake, as far as the numbers of people. I mean, we're talking 15 to 20 million people affected by this flooding.
Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says after 2 months of flooding, people are finding their homes have literally melted away. Waterborne diseases have sprung up, and if waters aren't gone soon, Pakistan will also miss the planting season. Many blame the government for responding poorly, but
it's an extremely difficult situation. I mean, the flood has affected an area the size of England. And so you can imagine any government, no matter how much capacity they have, would have a very difficult time reaching every area very quickly.
Needs are overwhelming. Food for the Hungry is one of only a few groups working in Punjab province. As they dole out necessities, though, they're able to do it in Christ's name. Learn more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In the aftermath of the Quran burning and more, Christians are even more driven to see Muslims learn about Jesus. Unfortunately, some efforts have failed. The Crescent Project's Oasis Conference National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, October 21st through the 23rd, can help. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says we need to cross the street and talk to Muslims about Jesus.
Jesus, according to Muslims, is a prophet. Well, great. So we're talking about somebody we both respect. As the Quran says that the Injil was sent by God. Well, great. The Injil is the New Testament. This is our book. So we are focused on specifically building bridges with Muslims.
Oasis features five main sessions, a visit to a local mosque, and more. Masri says pastors need to be there.
God entrusts us as pastors and mission pastors to be the shepherds of the flock. We need to lead our people to something deeper. We need to lead them to building friendships with Muslims.
There are discounts for pastors. Find out about it at our website. And leadership has come full circle at Russian Ministries, the organization that's all about helping train nationals in evangelism, discipleship, and church planning, has named a veteran of their ministry, Sergei Rakhuba, as its new president. Rakhuba says,
new leadership always brings some changes. I don't see much changes in the core vision.
Rakhuba succeeds Anita Danica, who will continue on helping expand Russian Ministries' work with orphans. Rakhuba says HIV/AIDS, drugs, and other social issues means their role will focus on
effectively training the next generation in the former Soviet Union, equipping the evangelical church there to make a difference in the contemporary society in all those countries.
While these social issues are getting worse, Rakhuba says he'd like Christians there
to see as an opportunity for evangelism, and we're eager to equip them, training them, providing resources so that on behalf of God's kingdom, they will continue spreading the gospel and making huge difference for eternity.
He's asking prayer for wisdom. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic, Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint from his early years to his work with MAF in Ecuador, where he was martyred by the Guarani. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot, call 1-800-995-4828, or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.